Haywire, young regional Australians telling it like it is.
Yongyang Shah, Grenfell, New South Wales.
Ace, mate, come on.
Whenever my little brother plays soccer, that's how he cheers for his teammates. In 2 years, he has gone from not even knowing the 26 letters of the alphabet to having a full Aussie accent. Listening to him now, no one would realize how hard it can be to learn a foreign language. In 2013, I flew to an unknown country for the first time, to live in a foreign place. Before then, my brother and I stayed in China with my grandparents for about 5 years, and my parents moved to Grenfell by themselves to start a new restaurant. Grenfell is a nice small town with very strong Australian cultural background, and our restaurant is the only Chinese restaurant in town. I've lived here for 3 years. I can still remember the tiring effort of trying to understand the confusing language when I first came. It took me at least 2 years to be able to communicate with people in very basic English. Maybe it was because of my age. I'm a teenager and not as young as my brother. Maybe it was because I wasn't practicing the vocabulary enough. Maybe it was because I don't want to lose the only connection between me and where I came from. Children find it easier to fit into a brand new environment. However, this change is like a double-edged sword. My brother was able to assimilate into the Australian society very easily, but lost our original language at the same time. I always hear him and my older cousin talking fluently in English. I ask my cousin, "Can you speak Chinese? We are at home now." "But we are in Australia right now, so we speak English," he said. "Well, we are Chinese people, of course we speak Chinese," I said. "But we are Australian citizens now. We are Australian now," he replied. I was shocked by this conversation and by the cultural barrier within families. It is like a loss of real self, the spirit, the connection to where we came from. I hope that one day when we travel to another place and people ask, "Where do you come from?" we will smile back and reply proudly, "We are from Australia, but we are Chinese."
Haywire.